So even we hear about the purpose, we find the practice difficult. Yes, that is natural. Just like when a child is trying to walk for the first time, the child cannot walk very easily. Child will fall, get up, walk. That's natural for us. So api chet sudaracharo bhajate imam ananya bhag sadureva samantavya samyak vyavasito hi sa. Krishna says that even if one falls down to terrible activities, if one's purpose is fixed, then one is to be considered saintly, and soon one will become purified and one will be protected by Krishna. So there are three different things. There is inability to practice, there is unwillingness to practice, and there is ignorance about practice. The three are very different things. I want to, but I can't practice it. Second is, I don't want to do this only. Third is, I don't know what to do. A fourth could also be, I don't know why to do it. So ignorance about practice can be there, or ignorance about purpose of practice. So for us, it's inability to practice right now. And ability is developed gradually. As we keep practicing bhakti steadily, gradually our inner strength increases. And as our inner strength increases, then the lower desires, the mind, the senses which are dragging us in other directions, they start becoming more and more manageable. See, right now, we have been feeding our lower desires for many, many lifetimes, and even in this lifetime. So the lower desires are like a giant. And our bhakti is like a pygmy, right now, like a tiny creature. So our bhakti goes on nicely as long as that giant doesn't come. When the giant comes, then our bhakti disappears. But the good thing is that that giant is not there 24 hours a day. So that giant lower desire will keep coming in between. But in between, before the lower desire comes up, shoots up, and then it goes. So in between, what do we do? In between, if we keep practicing bhakti as much as we can, that will purify us. And that purification means that pygmy-like bhakti that is there, that is also becoming stronger and stronger. So as the bhakti becomes stronger and stronger, gradually it will be able to overcome the giant. And more importantly, even if that lower desire like a giant, we have Krishna with us. So Krishna can control it. So on one side, if we keep nourishing our devotion, on another side, we don't indulge excessively. Some amount of indulgence may be unavoidable, because when the desire comes, it may force us to do certain things. But if we don't indulge excessively, we don't violate the principles of dharma while indulging in it, then gradually that will also weaken the giant. So then the practice will become easier. So bhakti is a gradual process, and we just need to keep practicing diligently, no matter how much. Okay, if I fall, I get up again and I keep moving onwards. The mind and senses can make us fall down, but they can't keep us down. It is only when we lose heart, then we stay down. So if we rise again and keep rising up and keep moving on, we will grow by that. Thank you very much. Gantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki, Jai Gaur Premanandi, Srila Prabhupad ki, Jai.